Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is brought to you by Flappy Wabbit, the free iPhone game that's got everyone in a flap. Get Flappy Wabbit, that's Wabbit with a W, at flappywabbit.com.
Angelus has got a sweet in his mouth.
No, I haven't. That is my new chief.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I'm going to take them out now, and I'm going to stick them in the glass.
Okay.
Hold on, stop that in there. There is your rattling around on the podcast. There we go.
There we are, that's it.
That's gone in the glass of water. And they will be left there overnight to, like, get all the muck off it. And
the muck.
The green underneath the gums.
The green and all that.
All the muck.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show!
Ladies and gentlemen. I thought I got over that stuff, but...
Put your teeth back in.
Yeah.
Now, did you like our new theme tune?
Uh-huh.
We had a number of entries. Let's get this out of the way. We had.
This is admin, isn't it?
This is admin. Jasper Warry sent
Who?
In. Jasper Warry, it's a name, not
That's
an
not
an, not
a
conundrum.
Is that a real name?
Jasper Warry is sent in an idea. James Hance, Leon Taylor, Truman Burbank, another made up
name. None of these are real names.
Jamie Muffet, he certainly did, and Ali Walker. And they all sent them in, and they were wonderful entries. But it's not up to us. It's not up to us. At the end of the day,
it's up to the government.
The government.
And the EEC.
The EEC.
And they had to listen to what you done, and apparently we couldn't use them because you'd used the wrong notes.
It's a bit technical.
That's what they said.
Ban Ki-moon. Liked it, didn't
he?
He likes
all that plinky plonky stuff.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah,
old Banky Moon.
Yeah,
he likes that. That's
song,
his favourite one, isn't
it? Nice.
He likes one which goes Don't invade Iraq. It's like that.
What's a mass destruction? WMD and the 45 minutes.
This is what I'm listening to at the moment. I've got me. Let me.
Was it him?
No.
Oh, you do.
This is what I'm listening to. Some lovely tunes at the moment. This is a lovely one. Oh, I like. I think this is Inchy Strider. This is.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Because I'm on that Spotify now.
Yeah. You get a cream for that.
I know. And I've got... I'm listening to this now.
What's this one?
Hold on a minute. Here we go.
It's catchy.
It's not bad, is it? It's Madonna.
What is it?
Apparently it's her pulling her face back.
Yeah. I love Madonna. Parts of Madonna have been in the business for 30 years.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't I?
Shambits.
I've got a bit of music that I thought we could use if we do something funny. If we do something funny.
We won't hold our breath for it.
Here it is. Hold on. Like this here.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You know, so say something funny.
You do one of your jokes.
And he bent over and it was a bum-bum.
Bum-bum. Okay.
I cleaned up the officer's mess. Oh. The dirty bastard.
Yeah, I think you went over the punchline with it, though. So. The
dirty bastard.
Bastard. Okay. Yeah, okay. So we got that.
We've got all that. It's all set up.
We need it.
In case we need it. In case no one recognises that something was supposed to be a joke.
Funny, yeah, it just sort of gives you
it underlines
bit of a,
it. Yeah.
A punchline.
Punch it up a bit. What have you been doing? You ever so tired?
Yeah, I'm knackered. Yeah.
What is that? What have you been doing?
I've been at my sports injury clinic.
Oh, yes. You're still having the tennis elbows?
No, I'm not having nothing down there. I'm doing some teaching over there.
What are you teaching over there?
Well, you know, like some footballers, when they play football and they're on the pitch and their studs get caught in the lawn and their knee turns backwards.
Oh, I know,
I think it's called an anterior cruciate ligament
tear. You've been teaching people that, or you've been doing it for people?
No, I've been teaching people how to fix it.
Good
God. Because normally you have to go over to America to get that done, and you've got to go and see some of the boffins and the top whiz kids from Poland and Belarus.
In America?
They defected over there.
Oh, okay.
Which is something I'm thinking of seriously doing.
Defecting?
I want to defect to Russia. But that's not for now.
Okay, we'll bear that in mind.
So I've been up the sports injury clinic because they're all saying, God, it costs a lot of money to go over to America to get your anterior cruciate ligaments done in it, because like you've got the flight, which is usually first class, and that's like £700 or £800
to get over there.
And you know these footballers, they aren't made of money. And then you've got like to stay at Mount Cedar Sinai Hospital.
Yes.
And that can cost anything up to like £100 a night.
Right.
And if you're there for 5 nights, that's another £500. And then the hospital to do the actual reconstructive surgery, when they inject pig's bladder into your knee.
Pig bladder?
Yes. That costs another like £600 or £700.
Right.
So the whole thing, you know, you're looking at like £200,000.
Right. And what do you offer? What sort of...
I can do it for £20 with a bit of fishing wire and a safety pin.
That wasn't the end of it.
No,
so.
But that was my advert.
Please come and see Angelos Epithemio.
Anterior cruciate ligaments, what's your clinic?
Phone 019123 and leave a message at 456 at the laundrette for Angelos.
Thank you.
So how's it been going? And you've got many customers? Or?
No, it's lower league. Lower league so far. It's not glamorous, let me tell you. The football industry is not glamorous, mate.
Is it not?
No!
Is it? I mean, what I always say
what
about
do you
this,
say?
What I always say about these footballers,
they
get a very, very bad press.
Yeah.
You know, there's constantly, footballers are a load of...
Yeah, spit-roasting people.
Spit-roasting people, they're a load of overpaid... Drunken idiots, but I don't think that's true.
Drunkies.
A lot of them are drunkies as well. I'll stop doing that now. It's getting everyone's nerves.
You keep hammering it home, mate.
No,
it
but
works.
We go to Watford FC.
I know.
We go there all the time.
I know. Elton John.
Elton John's
there. He lives there, doesn't he?
He lives there in the Elton John suite.
Yeah, because he bought the stadium and he wanted to turn it into a garden, didn't
he? Elton John's suite. That's an oxymoron.
He's not sweet.
He pushed past me. and trod on me. Sorry, it was indeed the hardest word on that occasion.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's there, and it's all right. But if you sit behind him, you can't see a thing with that Marie Antoinette wig on. But
he
has on
that boucher. Did he still wear that boucher from
that was very
80s. I'm Just Changes?
The very 80s. When he was in his 80s, he was wearing
that boucher.
That boucher.
He's an old dad, isn't he?
Oh,
he's an old dad. He's knocking 70, well, isn't he? Still got all his own hair.
He's pregnant again.
By the looks of things.
All this material before?
I don't think so.
Give him his children. He is breastfeeding. That is something. Oh, that's something.
I saw him in the Angus Steakhouse the other day. And I did ask him, how are you and David? And he said we were fine, although they were feeling it in the knees.
That's good for your new business, isn't it?
Exactly. So I said, I gave him a card, and I said, look, if they do snap and looking at you, there's a good chance both of them will go quite quickly.
Yes. It's quite top heavy. So
give us a call, and I'll fix it with some fishing wire and a safety pin. I haven't heard from him
But you probably want to speak to David about that.
I think he handles most of their affairs, yes.
Well, he's got to do something, hasn't he? What does he do?
I think he's a film producer.
What film does he produce?
Something about gnomes or dwarfs or midgets or something?
No, I've never heard of it.
He's done a film all about midgets.
Yeah,
yes, mate.
That's a home video of him in the back garden.
Well, he put it in the cinema, but these rich people can do what they like.
They can do what the hell they like.
He can wander in the back garden with a video camera and take footage of midgets and dwarfs and sell it at the biggest cinema in the world because they've got the money to do it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Who is he to call himself a filmmaker? I've done a little bit of cheese on toast before I come out. It don't make me a Michelin star chef, does it?
Well, it is if you says it is.
Well, I don't say it is, but...
That's the difference, isn't it? That's the difference.
A filmmaker?
Yeah.
My grandson's Meccano I had out the other day.
Oh, right, yeah.
It don't make me Richard Rodgers, does it?
Who?
Is that his name? Is
Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Yeah, Anton Rodgers of the Fresh Fields. That's who I'm thinking of.
That's who you're thinking of.
No, but I've always liked Elton John. He used to play the piano in the snag at the Northwood Hills. Elton John.
Is that in Watford?
It's near Watford, yeah. Elton, yeah.
He get a couple of pints on the top of the piano and then he just made in England.
All the old numbers that he's been trotting out ever since.
Yeah.
No Sacrifice.
A Little Brown Jug.
Little Brown Jug, don't I love thee? I've got a wig on, tee hee hee. Am I? I'm going to get married to a fella. What does he do for a living? Not sure.
Nothing. I wear tracksuits because I can't be bothered to get dressed. I wear them all the day and I've got a wig.
I wear tracksuits that I can't get married. Sex pest. Can I just... Hold on. Can I make it clear?
You strayed into the long grass.
Sorry. Can I just make this clear? What do we have to a disclaimer? Elton John is not a sex pest.
No.
I would also like to just retract what I said. He didn't tread on my foot.
No.
David, what's his name? Fernie. David Dickinson. Fernie is a filmmaker of some repute. Yeah. I've enjoyed all of Elton's work, and if he wants to wear
tracksuit
at his age.
Yeah, or a boater.
Or a boater. He'll do whatever he likes. And Elton, if you're listening, I apologise.
Yeah. That's that cleaned up.
So that's that very much cleaned up. And we're moving on. Sorry to Elton John.
Bomb. So, in other news, who should you see on the way here?
I won't speak to no one. Not after last week.
Oh, no.
I can't take the chance. I was so upset by Gary Newman.
Gary Newman brushing you off.
Oh, God.
He told me to F off on the train. F off on the train. In front of all them people.
All them people.
What a slag.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them all on the train this morning. Yeah. The entire cast of
EastEnders
was on there.
Hollyoaks
was on there.
What do you reckon on that Hollyoaks?
Oh, blimey, it's ever so good, isn't it?
It's really good.
Ever so good.
I like everything. I like any programme that looks like it's been filmed on a mobile phone.
Yeah, I do.
I like that.
I like anything where people get very dramatic
over nothing. Yeah, like someone's front light's gone out.
Yeah, I like
it. Really, they do ramp it up, don't they?
On EastEnders,
yeah.
Get me a lager, Ange.
Women,
what are they like?
She just told me to get her a lager. What does she mean by that?
I wanted a lager all our married life. I'm leaving in a taxi.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to go too far, though. I'll just go round to another house on the square so I can stay in the programme. I don't want to leave the programme because I'm on undergrad a year. You know.
I always like it when they don't really... This is a bit of an actor's secret I'll let you into, because I know that I used to know Molly Weir off of Rent-A-Co.
Oh, yeah.
And
I knew Molly Ringwald.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't get on with her anymore. That's another story. Let's not go there. Please, continue, Barry.
I had a touch of Ringwald once.
Did you?
Gave me a lot of trouble next to McBooch.
But you can get something from being true for that.
You can. And I'll take some small figure. Finish. Anyway, the point is... No, what I like on EastEnders is when they do, this is what I'm told of actors, they don't know they have to do a line, they don't like the line, just do it on an outward breath. I don't really know how to say that. You don't have to put any... women, I don't know what to say that. You know, there's one that does it on The Archers. Ooh, I don't know what we're going to do about them chickens.
Tired fella.
Just do it like that, and then you don't have to really put any emphasis into it.
Of course, there was a time on EastEnders not so long ago.
Go.
About three or four of them all sounded the same.
Oh, with the Mitchell brothers?
Well, it was Pat, who's like that? You know what I mean? Like that.
They all sounded like that.
And then Phil sounded like that. Hello. Like
and then his and Grant thingy.
Grant.
Oh, no, hey. Oh, hey. And then there was Alan.
Gillian Chalfoff was also like that. She's
She sounded a bit like the dog. He sounded a bit like that as well. I mean, you could basically put Gillian Chalfoff.
Wellard sounded like
Wellard, Willie. You know, you put Willie next to Gillian Telford, which happened in a Labour, if I remember
right. And she got done in court for it.
But she did, yeah. Anyway, the point
is... We can legally say that.
Can I just make this clear, that at no point... let's not even go there.
Let's not cover that topic.
Gillian Telford.
So, Barry, what have you been doing?
What have I been doing?
What a week you've had.
Oh, what a week I've had. God. I've been to, there's going to be an Into Shopping Centre photography exhibition. I've been getting my snaps. Because like David Furnish, I'm virtually Cecil Beaton.
Who?
You know, Cecil Beaton.
Oh, well, she's a chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Cecil Beaton. Mm, no. So there's this photography exhibition and they said I couldn't enter. Some son of a bitch who runs... as a son of a bitch.
Who was that son of a bitch?
That son of a bitch who runs the photography exhibition said Mum wasn't good enough.
What's his name? Do you remember his name?
I don't know his name, but he's a son of a bitch.
He's a son of a bitch.
He's a son of a bitch.
No, because I think I know the one you are talking about.
Yeah, runs the photography exhibition.
If it is the one you are talking about, runs the photography exhibition
in Walford, yes.
He's a son of a bitch.
He's a son of a bitch.
He is a son of a bitch.
He's a son of the bitch.
He's a son of the bitch. He's a son of the bitch.
The bitch.
Yeah.
Well, he's the son of the bitch, and he wouldn't let me enter my...
Your
photograph. Oh, my lovely photograph.
Your nice photograph.
Yeah, it's a prize winner, that.
It's a nice photograph, eh?
Yeah.
What, of your marrow?
Yeah, do you want to see it?
Yeah, I do.
Look at that. Now, that's my marrow, and here's the actual photograph.
So all I'm seeing here, so I've got the curtains in the foreground.
Oh no, that's Margaret's bit. There's the marrow there.
Oh right,
yeah.
Oh right, the marrow's just through the curtains.
Yeah, through the curtains.
I see. Yeah, out in the garden.
And who's holding it up?
Oh, what's her name?
Shirley from next door.
All right, okay. She doesn't wear any clothes.
No, she wasn't aware.
I
was taking
the
photo
by the curtains. You've done it
Shirley,
through the curtains cleverly.
And some people would say it's indecent. I call it art. It's art.
Yeah, but whoever would say that, frankly, you're a son of a bitch.
Well, the son of a bitch wouldn't let me enter.
You wouldn't let you enter that?
No, it wouldn't let me enter Shirley.
What?
Or the Shirley and her marrow.
He wouldn't let you do that?
No, so...
What a son of a bitch.
What a son of a bitch. What about that photo? Are you entering any photos?
Can you enter that photograph of that pair of melons you took?
What, this one?
Yeah. The one of Rosie on the other side.
Oh, that's the one there, her on there.
Oh, yeah. She's got a nice pair of melons, isn't she?
She's got a lovely pair of melons. Where's your photograph, more to the point?
Oh, no, I've given up taking them.
Have you?
Yeah, because...
Were you forced to give up?
No, I wasn't forced to give up, because I have now I've taken up a different art form.
Oh, very interesting. What is it?
Well, Barry...
Mm-hmm.
What I've now turned my hand to...
I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Yeah. Well, you know I have some of the most vivid dreams.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, I do vivid dreams. Because of the amount of cheese I ate.
That's right. You woke up with a red Leicester one morning on your stomach, didn't you?
I did indeed, yes. I don't know, I can't make a joke.
No.
So... I have the most vivid dreams because of the cheese. And when I'm coming out of REM, rapid eye movement, sleepy sleeps, my dreams are at their most vividest.
Yes, that's right.
And the other day I had this dream. Anyway, what I'm taking to do now is having me dreams and then painting them.
Oh, lovely. So it's art.
Now, last week I had this dream of, it's a massive cock and balls. And so I painted them on the bog wall.
On the bog wall.
Yeah. But anyway, this week, the dream was much more vivid than that.
Oh, yes.
Much more vivid.
It was more vivid than
that. It's more vivider.
Yes.
And this dream, right, it was, you know that bit between that bit of water... and it's a massive bit of water.
Oh,
yours it?
River Thames?
No.
Solent?
No.
Hengistbury Head?
No, it's a much bigger bit of water than that.
Dire Straits?
No. It's a bit between England and France.
The Northern Channel?
The Northern Channel. Yeah. The Northern Channel. Well, I had a dream. Well, I say dream, it's more of a nightmare.
Oh, God.
I had a dream.
All right, is it does, old friend?
No, it's just because you're so memory.
Hold that. Come on, squeeze that.
Yeah.
No, not that. No.
Oh. Squeeze that. Anyway, I had a dream that this bit of water, the Northern Channel, wasn't there.
Okay.
In this place was ground.
Oh, ground.
It's ground, right? And you know what that means, Barry. That means...
Don't.
I tell you, that means England... was attached to France.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Christ almighty.
Christ almighty, what a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
That lot.
Anyway, so there was I.
Yeah.
Like, got in down to Dover.
Yeah.
And I got to Dover. Yeah. And I think, well, where the bloody hell's Dover gone?
Yeah.
And they say, no, Dover's still here, mate. Don't worry. But if you just keep walking, you'll get to the next place. And I said, where's the next place?
Yeah.
And they said, it's Broadchurch Boulogne. I said, Boulogne? So I kept walking.
Yeah.
And coming towards me are all these blokes with berets on.
Oh, my God.
And with onions around their neck and like these stripy shirts. And they're all French and all that stuff. And I got all this French stuff. And I'm knocking them out left, right, and centre, you know?
Yeah.
And I walk all the way to The Hague,
yeah,
right? Where I confront Nigel Farage.
Oh, Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
Let's have some music while you tell us about Farage.
Oh, and I confront Nigel Farage and I say, listen here, son. And I pull him out the Hague, right? And I drag him all the way to the Wolverhampton Civic Hall where I put on my wrestling kit and me and him go for it. You know what I mean? Hell for leather in the Wolverhampton Civic Hall. And I unmask him as a racist. And that was the end of my dream. So, just get here. Okay. So, I tried painting that on the bog wall, but it wouldn't fit. So, I had to go halfway into the hall and all the way up the area into the kitchen as well.
And you couldn't really get a photo of it, I suppose. We should get that son of a bitch to come round.
Son of a bitch to come round
and look at your hole and landing. I'll tell you what, though, if we did have the whole thing concreted between there and the background, you'd have all that lot from Sanget over here.
Who?
Sanget.
Who are they?
I don't know. Did you see the story in the Daily Star?
Oh, yeah, because I'm all over the newspapers like Piers Morgan.
That's where you get your financial advice, the Daily Star, isn't it?
No, I don't get it from the
Daily
Star.
Where'd you get it from?
No.
Where'd you?
I get it from my mate Terry.
Oh, Terry?
Yeah.
Can he be trusted, Terry?
Can he be trusted, Barry? Can he be trusted? He only runs one of the smallest bookies in Easton.
And what's his financial advice? Exactly?
Well, I go in there and I'll say, Terry, is it Barry or Cherry? What was his name?
Terry, I think.
Yeah.
I'm Barry.
I said, got any good tips, mate? And he'd go, not today.
Yeah.
Listen, he said, one-armed Cheryl's just been in here and he's stacked about 50 quid in the fruit machine.
In the one-armed bandit.
Nothing out of it, mate. So if you
get up there.
Go and get yourself a tenner,
yeah.
Put it into 10 piece, stick it in there, right, and then press a couple of buttons and you should come up good.
Oh, my God.
So I stuck 10 quid in there and then I'll get And you stick a tenner in,
yeah.
And then after a couple of pushes, you get a nudge pot.
Yeah.
Right? So you can buy about 3 or 4 nudge pots.
Right.
Fruity, you know, keep pressing the button.
I've got to write this down.
Write it down. Nudge pot.
And then you nudge up?
Then you nudge up to 3 bells.
3 bells.
Yeah. Nudge up to 3 bells.
Because I've written all this stuff down from the independent financial advisor. Scribble that out. What is it? Nudge pot. Right. Do I have to wait for Terry
Cyril to have done his money? Yeah, you'll have to wait for some mug to go in there first and fill it up for you.
Do you know, it's invaluable, this stuff, because I ain't got much of a pension.
I know.
I mean, if I got out 100 quid in cash tomorrow...
Yeah. You're pretty much guaranteed.
Do that.
Yeah. And then when you get the money out of it, right, when you clean the place out and empty it out...
Always put it back in.
I'll stick it on a dog.
Because
the odds are smaller. And provided it doesn't bump into the fence and break its black legs, for a winner.
Yeah. Blimey. Well, look, kids, if we've done nothing else, to make it clear, you're not a member of the financial regulated authority, are you?
No, but I'm going to try and get my paperwork sorted out next week so that I can give out this
Where
advice.
Where do you apply for that?
On the internet.
Banky Moon again,
I think
is it?
It's the internet.
Okay, well,
internet.
You know, if we've been any service...
The government.
Speak to the government. Come to Andrew Sipathemu for all your financial... financial advice. Or he will sort out your ligament problems with a pig's bladder. Any of those things.
Yeah,
and what's the other thing you're the expert on this week? What's the other thing?
Ghosts.
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 He's the ghost.
I'm the ghost hunter.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes, I have.
When?
Seen a ghost.
When? Who did you, what did you see?
I saw a ghost the other day, Barry.
Who was he? What sort of
I saw a ghost the other day. And it's frightened the piss out of me.
Right.
Because here I was, it's about 10 o'clock at night, I'm minding my own bloody business in my own living room. And who should pop up in front of me?
Who?
Boris Johnson, the ghost of Boris Johnson.
He's still alive, but.
Is he?
Boris Johnson, yeah.
Well, that explains it then, because he was on the telly.
Ow.
And I thought, that's a funny place for a ghost
to be.
To pop up on, isn't it?
I once saw a ghost.
What's he doing on there? Or you'd have thought he'd come and see you in person?
I saw a ghost, right, when I was doing my national service. Right.
You've done that, did you?
I've done national service! Let me tell you, I did not fight for this country. Admittedly, but if I did,
yeah.
I was doing my national service, I was out there with a gun. I was out there with a gun doing my square bashing at night, keeping an eye on the plane.
Oh, my God.
And there was a...
Oh, my God.
There was... I haven't got to the scary bit yet. There was a sergeant major. He took a bit of a shine to me.
I don't want to say the official secret.
Morris Baxter. And so he was Sergeant Morris Baxter, and what he'd done was he took a shine to me. I was only a young fella.
He's Scottish, was he?
I was wet behind the ears.
Oh.
He was Scottish, yeah, you know.
Morris Baxter. Like. Went on to do the soups, didn't he?
The what?
He went on to do the soups, didn't he?
The soups, yeah, Baxter's, Morris's soups he'd done. So I was there parading up and down, and I'm keeping an eye, make sure there's no German, French, or, you know, undesirable foreigners coming into a country. He come up behind me, and I felt a hand on my... on my arse sort
weapon.
Of thing. My bum.
Oh.
My bum. And so I turned, I said, you son of a bitch. And I said, listen, mate.
You son of a bitch.
You just touched me. He said, oh, no, it was a ghost. It was a ghost. And do you know what? It scared the hell out of me.
Yeah,
it really did. Yeah. And I said, oh, sorry, sir. I thought because you've paid me a lot of attention and I could have sworn your hands on my knee now.
No, but
he said, calm you down.
Settle you down. Because you felt a ghost touch your bum.
And the amazing thing was the ghost made his trousers fall down and his tinkle pop out.
Really?
Yeah, and it's amazing what they can do.
And did the ghost try and get your belt undone and try and pull your trousers?
Good God. Yeah, he did, and the ghost, a bit like Derek Acora, started to operate through
him. He bet he did.
And he pulled down my pants.
And was Morris Baxter watching this whilst the ghost was attacking you?
Well, of course, when it finished, Morris Baxter knew nothing about it. And it was very, very spooky.
Was the ghost operating through Morris Baxter?
Yeah, sounded just like
him.
And the ghost, you know, even took the trouble to say, don't tell anyone about it, because I'll be demoted and possibly court-martialed. And I said, funny thing for a ghost to say, but he explained, oh no, this ghost was a sergeant in the similar battalion.
But 100 years ago.
100 years ago, sort of thing. And that's why I insist on these medieval practices.
I feel very sorry for Morris Baxter.
To have that happen to him, it's appalling. Appalling.
It's awful, isn't
it? If you're listening, Sergeant Baxter,
we're so sorry. Hope you have received a good payout from the army.
Well, certainly.
Because you probably could, shoe someone.
What, a ghost?
You could certainly shoe the barracks.
The afterlife.
You could shoe the barracks for letting them in. It's,
well, arguably it was my fault because I was on Jersey.
You should really have seen that coming.
I saw it coming, all right. Trust me.
Yeah,
man,
you felt it coming.
I did. I certainly did.
My God. Oh, right, is that the end of that story?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, that's sort of it.
She come.
And you're attacked by a ghost. Boom.
So, Barry, have you given any further thought to what will happen to you when you die?
Well, I'll come back and... I don't know. When I die, I don't know what is the great unknown, isn't it?
What?
It's the great unknown!
Well, it might be to you, mate.
Well, where are you going then?
I know exactly where I'm going.
Where?
I've already had it written out. I've written out a spreadsheet on the internet about
have
what's going to happen. I've divvied up who's getting what.
Oh, well, what, am I in for any?
You got my pots and pans, mate.
Oh, nice.
You want them?
Nah.
No, you're getting them.
Yeah, I'll have a couple of pots and pans.
Yeah, well,
comes in handy.
Someone's got to get rid of them. So if you don't want them, sling them down the dump or bung them on eBay.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
But if you could take care of them for me, I would be eternally grateful.
Well, I will have those.
If you don't take care of them for me, I'll come back and I'll own you.
Could I? What about your leather bound programs from the Royal Tournament 1972 to 85?
I'm taking them with me.
Oh, well, you need some reading, wouldn't
you? I'm going to get buried with them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what I'm going to do, what are you drinking?
Oh, I've got a lovely...
nice can of brandy.
Got a nice can of brandy.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely, that is.
Ooh, what's that, Martell?
It's a Martell brandy in a can.
Nice,
brandy. From Londis.
Lovely. Lovely. Want to have a sip on that?
Oh, that is lovely.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to do the burping this week.
Oh,
I want to listen to that. Yeah, so I don't know where I'm going, Well, where are you going then?
Well, what I thought I'd do, I'd have a word with the government.
Yes.
And I'd say, listen, the Angelos here, can you put me through to the science department, please?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, all right, hold on, please hold. Bum, 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 bum. Hello, the science department, government speaking. Oh, hello, it's Angelos here. Listen, I wonder, when I die, I don't know when it'll be, but it'll be sometime in the future.
Yeah.
Would you mind freezing my body?
Oh, that's it.
Please.
Yeah.
Just for a little while.
Yeah.
Freezing the whole thing. And then a little while later, would you mind shooting me into space?
Yes.
Please. And then I think what'll happen then is that I'll be get found by aliens.
Right.
Who'll take me to their planet and they'll bring me back to life and I will become their king.
You could probably help populate that planet with all sorts of alien ladies.
Exactly. There'll be all sorts of alien ladies up there for me. I can't wait.
You'll probably have to
get the old epithemia sausage flying about.
Oh,
on Mars.
Yeah, that's what the old medicine.
Start flinging that about the old Cumberland.
The old Cumberland on it. Oh, not off.
Imagine if you had a winkle that was like a Cumberland sausage.
I have.
Oh, what's it like? Oh, here it comes. Oh, blimey.
See that there?
And that's what listeners, that is hit the desk and it's rolled. It's rolled out. It's unfurled.
It is a bit like a Cumberland sausage. Ignore that. There's a bit of pastry on the end. But I think you'll agree the majority...
Yeah, when you got possessed.
Yes.
Banging that Cornish pasty.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dear.
I was living in a Ginster's paradise. Yeah. I really was. But that's all them herbs in there.
Yeah.
That's just the skin pigment. I won't worry about that.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
It's like rosemary.
Well, there's a touch of rosemary on it. I like to keep myself fresh.
Oh, very nice.
So, I would certainly like to impregnate a number of aliens with that.
Cool, I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing
that. If there are any aliens out there...
If any aliens listening... Just get... in touch for the Metro newspaper.
Metro newspaper.
And we'll
you've still got your ad
you
in there.
I've still got my ad in there. Yeah.
Do some sort of code.
Yeah.
And
get in touch. Give us a ring.
Give us a ring.
And then we'll go. Maybe we'll go TGI Fridays.
Yeah. And if you want to if you want to get in touch with us over anything, in fact, any listeners. You
know, yeah, any stuff at all.
Any stuff.
What do they do?
Who?
How do they get in touch with us?
There's a man here with headphones. How do they do it?
How do they do it?
Get in touch with us.
iTunes.
Is he don't bloody know.
Where did they get him from? Where'd you come from?
Are you telling us to wind up now? How long have we been on for?
He reckons he's from space, this one.
Oh, well, we've done what we've done last week.
What is it?
Wrap it up, 38 minutes.
No!
38 minutes of shit!
38 minutes of
shit. Well, look, we've...
Just son of a bitch.
The son of a just bitch. Who have we got on next week?
Oh, we've got all sorts of... We've got, what's it, Godzilla?
Abu Hamza's back again for another. He's coming back again.
Well, he hasn't been able to get through the door yet. Has he?
We're going to have
Willie Nelson,
Frankie Howard,
Frankie Goes to Hollywood,
Boxcar Willie, Sidecar Willie, Silly Billy Doo Dah, the Winkle Pickers,
Dave DJ, you be committing Ditch,
Mary Mungo Mitch, Freeman Hardy Willis,
Bruce Willis, David Bruce Banner, the Hulk,
as is a Hulk, Long John Baldry,
yes, he'll be in,
and
Kinky D
will be in with Elton John in his tracksuit.
Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
He's bringing the Range in. And, of course, Dolland and Aitchison will be there with more Glasses Fun. But until next time, don't forget to come and see us at the Hundred Club. We're doing a gig together. It'll be better than this, obviously.
It'll be any better than this.
On the 9th of October, and it's at the Hundred Club, 100 Oxford Street, and it's going to be an absolute cracker. 7:45 kickoff, doors at 7 o'clock, called Barry's Bingo. And you can contact us at facebook.com/AngelosandBarry.
If you want to.
But keep it nice, don't say.
We won't read it out on air.
So listen, you want to say goodbyes?
Okay, bye-bye.
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 This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our football podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.